Let me tell you about my friends and the neighborhood in which we lived. We've all grown up and moved away. Perhaps you live there now. Izzy and the Science of Cosmic Movement.
I can't go to the dentist, Mum, said Izzy. I'm wearing my roller skates.
I see, her mum said wisely. There's nothing to worry about, said Izzy's dad. That dentist always does a good job.
I know there's nothing to worry about, replied Izzy, but it's out of the question. I'm involved in a scientific experiment. I can't go to the dentist while I'm being scientific.
Her mum nodded. I understand, she said. Her dad blew air out through his nostrils. This experiment involves roller skates, does it? He asked with both eyebrows raised.
Yes, said Izzy, it does.
Huh, said her dad, and opened his newspaper with a crack.
We don't want to interrupt an experiment, her mum said, tilting her head to one side.
There are no explosions, I hope.
None.
Can I help?
I don't know yet. I'm interested in experiments, too. Thanks, Mum. I'm just going outside.
You know where to find us, her mum said, and went back to reading her book. Izzy thought that if she stood on the footpath in her roller skates, the wheels of her skates would turn because the earth was revolving under her feet. And if that were the case, wherever she wanted to go would eventually roll around to her if she just stood still. That's what she was thinking. However, she could only go one way round. It might be a very long journey to get to some places that were quite near, because the earth was revolving in one direction only. She might have to go around the other side of the world and come back to her destination. She would have to bring a packed lunch. Bringing a packed lunch was a very good idea, and quite scientific. There was, of course, the problem of the seas and the oceans. She would have to get a lift from ships and boats. Being on a ship in roller skates was a tricky business. It was all very exciting, but this kind of thinking was hard work and made Izzy hungry. First things first, in which direction was the Earth revolving? She shaded her eyes and looked about to see if there were any clues, but everything appeared to be moving in its own way. People, cars, cats and dogs, and the leaves and the trees. She would have to go inside and ask her mum and dad. Izzy skated into the kitchen to think about the question she wanted to ask. It was a big question and needed a lot of thought. She made herself a sandwich. She was so caught up in her thinking about the earth turning under her feet that she forgot she didn't like cheese. She made herself a nice cheese sandwich and ate the lot before putting the question to her mum. Should I be pointing up the street or down the street so that the spinning world can pass under my feet? Izzy asked her mum. Izzy's mum was speaking on the telephone and was a little distracted. Let me think about that, she said, briefly interrupting her call. Izzy went into the living room to ask her dad. Dad, should I be pointing up the street or down the street to make sure the spinning world can pass under my feet? He didn't know. Do you want me to guess?
No, replied Izzy.
Ask your mum, he said.
I have.
Didn't she have a guess?
She's thinking about it.
Well, so am I. We could ask a policeman, I suppose, he muttered.
I'll ask my teacher.
Good idea. She's bound to know. In the meantime, I'll follow it up with your mother. Her mum wouldn't let Izzy wear her roller skates to bed. The following morning was sunny and dry, so she skated to school holding her dad's arm. When Izzy asked in school about the Earth's rotation, her teacher took down the dusty globe that was on top of the bookshelves. She made it spin.
It's rotating in this direction, she said. Now you want to know which direction that is, given where you are standing, am I right?
Yes, please, said Izzy. The teacher got out a compass, waited for the quivery needle to settle on the dial, then pointed.
That way, she said, pointing with her long index finger. Thank you very much, said Izzy. She was very happy with the information. She kept pointing in the direction she had been shown, all through lessons and out in the yard through little break and big break. Her friends thought it was a bit odd, but when she told them why, they all wanted to help. They pointed in the same direction too. Izzy's plan was to keep pointing in that direction all the way home so that she would know which way the earth was turning on her street. However, her mum came to collect her after school to take her to the dentist, and Izzy got confused and lost the direction. I can't go to the dentist, she protested. I'm wearing my roller skates. That's all right, her mum said. I told the dentist you were coming on your skates, and he said that was allowed. Izzy glided into the dentist's surgery on her skates. She did a very good swish turn and fell gracefully into his chair in front of a tall sash window. Izzy's mum wasn't at all sure she had done the right thing letting Izzy wear the skates, but the dentist was very impressed. This must be quite unusual for you, Izzy's mum said nervously. I once had to work on a kangaroo in the zoo, the dentist told Izzy and her mum. She hopped all over the place before I could finally get a look in her mouth. Really? Exclaimed Izzy. Oh, yes, he replied. A patient on roller skates doesn't bother me at all. You were able to get the job done on the kangaroo? Izzy's mum asked. It all went well, he assured her, while he eased Izzy back in his moving chair. The roller skates rose up into the air. Izzy could see clouds in the sky passing through the V-shape she made with her bare skates. Clouds moved by themselves with the help of the wind, but did they also move with the revolving world? Izzy asked the dentist about the clouds just as he held up his little round mirror. The dentist didn't have an answer, but thought it was an interesting question. She asked her mum. Her mum had no answer either. Izzy remembered that she had asked her dad about the movement of clouds. He often looked up into the sky, scratched his chin, and wondered. He had told her about a character he knew when he was a boy. Tiddle the Stars, this character was called, because he used to stand out in the road at night and try to tickle the stars. Did he get knocked down by a car? Izzy had asked. No, her dad had replied. But I think he fell over once or twice because he was stretching so much. Izzy thought about Tiddle the Stars while the dentist examined her teeth. She wondered, was Tiddle still alive? And if he was, did he still reach up to tickle the stars while the dentist examined his teeth? Izzy was sure that he did if it happened to be a dark winter's evening and the dentist had a tall window. She decided to try it herself. Ah, said the dentist. So you know Tiddle the Stars, Izzy? Yes, Izzy replied. She was astonished that the dentist knew Tiddle. I remember him well, said the dentist. Be careful where you tiddle. You don't want to get knocked down by a car. It is a strange and wonderful world, the way things are connected, thought Izzy. I'll be careful, she said, though she had no plans to do a tickling experiment. The Neighbourhood. Nine Linked Radio Stories for Children by Philip Davison. Read by Kieran Hines. Produced for RTE Junior Radio by Brian Kenny. Made with the assistance of your licence fee.